Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，晚安。
Good evening.
晚安。
You can't go to sleep yet.
你现在还不能睡觉。
At least give me 30 minutes, okay?
至少30分钟以后再睡觉。
I know it's been a long day for many of you.
那对许多人来讲，我知道已经过了很长的一天。
You're probably tired and exhausted.
你已经累了，已经疲倦了。
And it's Friday at night.、
Huh? 今天是礼拜五的晚上。
The last thing you want to do is sit down and listen to someone speak, right?
所以礼拜五的晚上最不想做的就是坐在下面听人家讲道。
Let's remind ourselves why we're here and who brought us here.
让我们提醒我们自己，我们为什么来到这里？是谁带领我们来到这里
？It's the mercy of our God.
那是神的怜悯，我们来到这里。
Out of His great love for us, He's gathering us here together.
因他奇妙的大爱，他带领我们到了这里。
Now, why would he gather us?
他为什么要带我们来这里
？On a Friday night,
礼拜五的晚上
，all of us having a long week,
在整个周末都在这里。
Why would he gather us here?
他为什么要带我们到这里
？Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
We are his beloved.
我们是他所爱的。
Do you know that you are God's beloved?
你知道你是神所爱的吗
？Do you know what that means, my brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，你知道这是什么意思？
How can you stop God from loving you?
你怎么能够叫神不爱你
？Oh, you can close the door.
那你可以把门关上。
And refuse to accept His love.
你可以拒绝接受他的爱。
That doesn't mean He will stop loving.
但并不代表他不爱你。
He keep knocking on the door.
他一直在敲门。
In many, many different ways.
他用许多的方式。
Because He loves you with an eternal love.
因为他用永远的爱爱你。
And the problem for many of us is,
那对我们许多人来讲，我们的问题是
，we haven't learned how to be good receivers of that love.
我们还不知道怎么样来领受神的爱。
So as we begin this weekend together,
所以这个周末我们开始的时候
，let me as your brother in the Lord,
我以在主内的弟兄的身份
，encourage you to open your heart wide.
要鼓励你们将我们的心打开
，and just let God love you the way He loves you.
就让神能够爱你一样的来爱你。
He can't love you any more than he already does.
他不能够爱你比他现在爱你更多。
He loves you perfectly.
他已经完全爱你。
And it doesn't make any difference who you are.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't make any difference who you are.
不管你是什么样子的人。
It doesn't make any difference if you had a busy day or whatever kind of day.
那不管你今天是不是忙，不管你今天怎么样。
He loves you and hallelujah. I'm going to say hallelujah. He loves Ernie.
他爱你 ，hallelujah. 他爱 Ernie。
Can you say Hallelujah? He loves me.
你能不能说 Hallelujah? 神爱我吗
？No.
啊、
oh, praise the Lord.
啊，感谢主。
It's wonderful to be loved by God.
能够被神所爱是何等的奇妙。
Now it's also dangerous.
但也是非常的危险。
Because once you open your heart and let Him begin to love you,
因为你一旦打开你的心，让他爱你
，He's not going to let us go.
他就不会放过我们。
What can separate us from the love of God?
有什么能够使我们与神的爱隔绝呢
？What?
什么东西
？Nothing.
什么也不能。
Nothing.
什么也不能。
He is persistent and sovereign in His love for us.
他是坚持的，他是全能的，他是这样子爱我们。
So from the youngest of us,
从我们当中最年幼的
，those of us who are a little older.
到我们当中年纪大的
，Why don't we just surrender to His love？
为什么我们不将我们自己交给他的爱
？Just let Him love us the way He loves us。
就是让神照着他所愿意的来爱我们。
And learn how to let Him love。
让我们学习如何的领受他的爱。
Now this has nothing to do in some ways with what I'm going to share。
那这跟我今天要讲的没有什么太大关系。
But how could you best describe or illustrate how to be loved？
但你怎么样来描写，怎么样来说明是被爱的感觉呢
？Now, you may, many of you, or maybe all of you, have a way to illustrate what it means to be to let God love you.
你们当中有些人，也许你们都知道怎么样来描写神怎么爱我们。
But I want to share with you my illustration.
那我要告诉你们我自己的看法。
How many of you have seen a nest of baby birds?
你有没有看过一窝的小鸟
？Yes.
看过了举手。
Raise your hand up high.
You seen
a nest of baby birds?
你们看过一窝的小鸟
？They're only three or four days old.
只有三四天大。
And mom and dad have gone out to get something to eat.
那爸爸妈妈出去找东西吃。
And they're going to be coming back in a few moments.
那一会儿他们要回来。
And when mom and dad land in the tree above the nest,
那些爸爸妈妈回到在树上降落的时候
，the baby birds hear them coming.
那小鸟就听到爸爸妈妈来了。
And what do the baby birds do?
那些小鸟做什么呢
？What do they do?
他们做什么？
They open their mouth wide.
他们把他们嘴巴打开。
Listen, this is all they can do.
这就是他们能够做的。
They can't go get the food for themselves.
他们自己不能够去
吃食物。All they can do is learn to receive from mom and dad the food that mom and dad have brought.
他们能够做的就是学习怎么样从爸爸妈妈那里拿来的食物当中学习怎么样
领受。This is my way of trying to illustrate.
那这是我用来说明神的爱。
How you and I,
你跟我
regardless of who we are.
不论是怎么样的
Regardless of what has been happening in our lives,
不论我们人生怎么样
It hasn't changed one bit God's great love for you.
没有改变神对我们的爱没有改变一点
So what is our responsibility?
那我们的责任是什么
Just keep your mouth open.
就是把你的嘴巴大大打开
Did you illustrate?
I did.
Oh, good. Because you illustrate in the same way in Chinese as you do in English, right?
Yes.
Very good, my brother.
It's the Chinese way of opening up.
I'm so blessed to be here among you.
I had
the joy 2 years ago of being here.
两年前我非常高兴来到你们当中。
I was living in Brazil at the time.
那个时候我住在巴西。
And my wife and son and I are now living in Richmond, Virginia.
那现在我的太太我的儿子跟我住在 Richmond, Virginia.
But you know, God not only loves us.
你要知道神不仅仅是爱我们
We need to find a way to manifest God's love to one another.
我们也要寻求如何的能够将神的爱在我们身上显明出来
Do we remember what our Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples on that last night before he was crucified?
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜我们还记不记得主耶稣对他门徒所讲的话
A new commandment I give unto you.
我给你们一条新命令
Now listen carefully.
仔细地听
He didn't say a suggestion.
他不是说建议。
He didn't say a good idea.
他不是说一个好主意。
But what did he say?
他怎么说?
What did he give to them?
他到底给他们什么?
Let me hear.
我听听啊。
A commandment.
一个命令。
So, since he is Lord,
既然他是主,
and if he is our Lord,
他是我们的主,
what is our number one objective?
那我们第一个目的是什么?
To obey him.
是顺服他。
You agree?
同不同意?
How can we call him Lord and not do what he says?
我们怎么样能够称他为主却不按照他的命令行呢?
So what did he tell us to do?
所以他怎么叫我们做的?
To love one another
要我们彼此相爱
in the same way that he has loved us.
如同他爱我们一样。
So I intend as I encounter you this weekend.
所以我的目的是这样子这个周末我有没有
To find a way to share the love of Christ with you.
所以能够在这里有一个方法能够跟大家来分享基督的爱。
Now I mentioned I lived in Brazil for 10 years.
我在巴西做了十年。
For many reasons I was not able to learn Portuguese.
那我在那里反正有各式各样的原因不能够学葡萄牙文。
The only words I know in Portuguese are food words.
那所以 我知道的字都跟食物有关。
That way I'm not going to go hungry. I can tell somebody what I want to eat.
所以这样子我才不会肚子饿我可以告诉人要我吃什么。
Basically I didn't learn the language.
所以基本上来讲，我不会。
So I lived there 10 years.
我在那里住了十年。
What am I going to do with my time?
那我在那里时间怎么办呢
？Portuguese.
那我没有，我不会讲葡萄牙文。
But whatever reasons, I didn't.
但无论如何，我是没学会。
So I decided to get a PhD.
所以我就决定念个博士。
What do you think I got my PhD in?
那你觉得我得到的博士是在哪个方面
？Brazilian hugging.
巴西式的拥抱、
Brazilians have a wonderful way to hug.
因为巴西人啊，他们抱有很特别的地方。
Now I know you brothers and sisters who have a heritage from the East, from Asia.
我知道弟兄姐妹，你们的背景是亚洲。
Hugging is not something that you are accustomed to doing.
所以拥抱对你们来讲是不熟悉的。
I want to warn you.
那我现在警告你们。
If you see me coming,
我。到你那里的时候
You better get ready.
你就要预备好。
Because I'm going to practice, I'm on my practicum. I'm having to learn how to fulfill this, how to finish my dissertation.
那我就要就在这里练习了。我要练习怎么样能够成全我的论文。
So if you don't want to be hugged with a Brazilian hug, you better find a way to escape me.
那所以如果你不想被巴西的拥抱来拥抱的话
I'm willing to learn. I mean, I'm willing to let you learn. I'm willing to teach you.
那我愿意让你学，我很愿意教你啊。
But I want to practice.
但我要练习。
What I got my PhD in.
这是我得到博士学位的东西。
This is one of my ways.
那这是我的一个方法。
Saying to you, my dear brothers and sisters.
来对我亲爱的弟兄姐妹说。
You forgive me for using just a little bit of my Portuguese.
所以让我用一点点的葡萄牙文。
This is my way of saying.
这是我。
El Chiamo.
这是我的。
El Chiamo.
El Chiamo.
Yes.
这是我的方法来说 El Chiamo.
Anybody here understand Portuguese?
你们当中有没有人懂得葡萄牙文？
You know what it means?
你知道什么意思吗？
I love you.
我爱你。
El Chiamo.
El Chiamo.
So you get ready.
所以你要预备好。
Okay. Matter of fact, if you want me to practice on you, I'll meet you at the end of the meeting out the door.
其实如果你要练习的话，我们定个约。讲完道以后，我们在门口见。
Now you know I'm joking, okay?
当然你知道我在开玩笑。
But if you give me half a chance,
但你只要给我一点机会，
I'm going to practice what I learned in Brazil.
我一定会练习我在巴西学的。
Our dear brother Ray has already read the verses for the foundation of what we're going to share tonight.
快要弟兄已经给我们念了我们今天要分享的基本的经文。
And that's wonderful.
非常好。
So rather than reading the whole passage again,
所以我们不需要再念所有的经文。
Let's just begin in just read verses 32 through 34. John chapter 1.
我们只要再看一下约翰福音第一章的32节到34节。
Verses 32 through
34. 32节到34节。
And John, that is John the Baptist, bore witness saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained on him.And I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.
32节说约翰这是施洗约翰。约翰又做见证说我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下。住在他的身上，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And then three more verses from the Gospel of John.
那我们再看约翰福音里面的三节经文
，Chapter 7,
第七章
，Verses 37 through 39,
第三十七节到第三十九节。
Chapter 7 of John's Gospel,
约翰福音第七章
verses 37 through 39.
三十七节到三十九节。
Now, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being,shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
节期的末日，就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指的信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Let's join our hearts together and put ourselves in the Lord's hands.
让我们同心的将我们交在主的手里。
Lord Jesus, we want to bless you from the depths of our heart this evening.
主耶稣，我们要从我们心里的深处来赞美你。
Thank you for arranging that for us to be here tonight.
我们感谢主能够带领我们到这里一同聚集。
We gladly acknowledge that you are the head over all things to your church.
我们欢欢喜喜的承认你是在教会为元首。
And we bow the knee of our heart tonight to the fact that you are our Lord.
我们的心向你跪下，因为你是我们的神。
Thank you for reminding us of how much we are loved.
感谢你，因为你提醒我们你是如何的爱我们。
And Lord, we want to put ourselves in a place tonight where we can receive your love in a fresh way.
那今日我们希望我们在主的面前能够领受你这样新鲜的爱。
You are the sovereign Lord.
你是全能的主。
You're seated there at the right hand of your Father.
你坐在你父的右边。
And you have something that you want to speak to every one of us.
对我们当中的每一个人，你都有话。
Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus.
主，我们称颂你。
That out of your great love for us, you have a living word to speak to our hearts.
因为你爱我们的大爱，你要对我们说一个有生命的话。
So we put ourselves under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们将我们交在圣灵的受膏里面。
For the speaking,
无论是讲的。
For the translating,
是翻的。
And Lord, even for the listening and hearing,
甚至那些听的。
And with the intention that by your grace we will put into practice what you speak to us.
所以帮助我们，叫我们不仅是听到，也能够行道。
We thank you for the wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们为了圣灵奇妙的工作，我们感谢你。
And we ask tonight that He would quicken us, spirit, soul, and body.
所以今天的晚上，我们希望圣灵能够在我们的灵魂体里面工作。
Lord Jesus, would you impart a measure of your life to every one of us?
主啊，你能不能够将你自己荣耀的生命赐给我们当中的每一位
？So that we could be open to all that you want to do in this time we have together.
所以当我们今日一同聚集的时候，你能够在我们心中做你所愿意行的事。
Lord, fulfill your purpose for this gathering tonight.
主啊，愿今日你能够成就你召我们来的目的。
And we ask it in your name.
我们是奉你的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
The sentence that I want us to begin to fellowship about.
那我们一开始要分享的经文。
Is that statement by John?
是约翰所说的。
He upon whom you see the Spirit descending, this is verse 33, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon Him, this is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
这是第33节的。你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
You know, there are many ways that our Lord Jesus is identified in the Word of God.
我们知道在圣经里面描写主耶稣有很多不同的方法。
In these verses that we have read tonight,
我们刚刚所读的经文,
the ones that our brother Ray read and we read as well,
宽耀刚刚读的我们也读了。
Our Lord Jesus is identified in three different ways by John the Baptist.
施洗约翰有三种不同的角度来认识主, 来说明。
In verse 29,
第29节,
John identifies him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
约翰看到了耶稣就说他是看啊神的羔羊背负世人的罪。
Now, what is your response to that wonderful truth?
那对这奇妙的真理你的回应是什么?
Do you have a hallelujah in your heart tonight?
你的心里面是不是在那里高喊 hallelujah?
Well, this is a good place to use your hallelujah.
这是一个很好回应哈利路亚的地
方。Behold the Lamb of God.
看那神的羔羊。
Who takes away.
除去。
Not just forgives.
不仅仅是赦免。
But takes away.
乃是除去。
The sin of the world.
这世人的罪。
And that includes your sin and my sin.
这包括了你的罪我的罪。
For me, that's a good time to say hallelujah.
对我来讲这是。
Praise the Lord.
喊哈利路亚赞美主的好。
The Lord has found a way.
主,
Our God has found a way
我们的神成就了一件
事 to say to you and me,
能够对你对我说
Your sins are forgiven,
我们的罪
You are totally cleansed,
你完全洁净了
These sins will never be remembered against you again
再也不纪念你的罪恶
Now what's your response to that?
那你的回应是什么
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I know this is not a word that we use many among most of us
我知道这个字不是我们当中常用的。
Because it sounds too Pentecostal.
因为听起来太像五旬节的。
But I would encourage you to go to the book of Revelation.
但我希望能够勉励你。
And you will discover this is a wonderful word.
那你就发现这是一个奇妙的词。
And we need to be free to use this wonderful word.
我们应该能够自由地使用这个字。
So maybe we ought to say hallelujah three times.
也许我们应该说 hallelujah 三次。
Just so we get free of having this restriction of not using it.
这样子的话，我们就可以破除不用这个字的
束缚。I'm not playing games with you.
那弟兄姐妹们，我在这里不是玩。
I don't intend in any way to encourage you to say words that you don't mean.
我并不是在这里要你讲一些事你心里不想讲。
Or there's no real reason to say that word.
或是说我们完全没有理由这样说。
To be able to stand before a holy righteous God.
但是我们能够站在神的公义的面前，当他看我们的时候，好像他再也找不出我们任何的罪孽。那么这时候你
回应什么？ What is your word to
respond to that? 你要怎么样回应？
Mine is hallelujah.
我的回应是 hallelujah.
So let's say hallelujah three times.
所以让我们说 hallelujah 三次。
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，赞美主。
So our Lord Jesus is identified as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以使徒约翰看主耶稣是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
And then in verse 34,
在第三十四节
，John identifies him as well.
再一次神怎么
？As the Son of God.
他说他是神的儿子。
This should bring forth another hallelujah.
这个可以叫我们再说一次 hallelujah.
This one who became a human being.
他是成为人了。
Who was born into the human race.
他是生在人当中。
He is the eternal Son of God.
他是神永远的儿子。
He didn't have a beginning.
他没有开始。
He was there in the beginning.
他在起初就有。
He is eternal with the Father and with the Spirit.
他是与父与圣灵永远同在。
And John identifies as Jesus of Nazareth.
但在他说拿撒勒人耶稣就是神的儿子。
As the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
I don't know what your response is.
那你的回应是什么？
I have to simply say hallelujah.
那我只能够说 hallelujah.
Now, the third way.
还有第三个方面。
This is one we need to give serious consideration to.
那这是我们在这里要好好思考的。
Because it's not something that we are accustomed to thinking about our Lord Jesus.
那因为这不是我们通常的角度来想耶稣的。
When we are trying to share about the Lord Jesus with some of our friends.
当我们要跟我们的朋友来分享耶稣的时候。
When is the last time you told your friends that our Lord Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
你上次跟你朋友讲，是什么时候是你上次跟你的朋友讲说，我们的主耶稣是用圣灵施洗的？
Now, why do I ask you this question?
为什么我这样子问你呢？
It's so that we'll be open to understanding in a fuller way that this is who our Lord Jesus is.
因为这样子使我们的心能够打开，得以认识我们主耶稣基督的丰富。
Just as he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
就好像他是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Just as he is the Son of God.
就好像他是神的儿子。
Just as he is the all the I ams in John's Gospel.
就好像他是约翰福音里面所讲的所有的我是。
Just as he is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。他是万
的 Lamb who is seated upon the throne.
他是坐在宝座上。
And on and on and on with all these wonderful ways to identify our Lord Jesus.
有这么多这么多的方式可以来说明我们的主。
But I want to make an appeal to our hearts tonight.
那今天我们要对我们的心讲。
That you include in this list of wonderful words that tries to describe our Lord Jesus.
当你要描写主耶稣的时候，把这句话放在当中。
That you include in your list that he is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
就是他是用圣灵施洗的。
My response.
我的回应是
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
He is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
他是用圣灵施洗的。
This is a wonderful truth.
这是一个奇妙的真理。
And yet it has been neglected and ignored among too many of us as God's children.
但在神的儿女当中受了太多的苦。
Oh, I know there's been all kinds of excesses.
那我知道有些过分的地方。
All kinds of illustrations and examples and definitions of what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那我知道有许多的解释，很多的比喻来讲，什么叫做受圣灵的洗。
Why don't we trust the Holy Spirit tonight?
那为什么今天我们不就
to somehow push aside those negative thoughts that we have?
那不把那些事情、那负面的东西放在我们脑子里。
About what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那到底什么叫做受圣灵的洗
？Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
Please,
我求你们
why would we have reservation in our hearts about anything in regard to our Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么我们的心里要对主耶稣的任何事情都有保留呢？
If he is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit,
如果他是用圣灵施洗
I shouldn't say if,
我不是在这里讲如果
Since he is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit,
正因为他是用圣灵施洗的
We need to know him as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我们就必须要从这个角度来认识他
There shouldn't be anything negative in our thinking about this.
在我们的脑海里面不应该有负面的思想
But if we would be honest tonight,
但我们今天如果诚实的话
If we would carefully examine our thoughts,
如果我们仔细地思想我们的想法
We would discover that hidden away in our thinking,
在我们思想里面一个隐藏的地方
are some negative thoughts
那有一些
about what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
对于受圣灵的洗有一些负面的看法。
So what we want to do tonight,
所以我们今天想做的
the Lord helping us,
求主帮助我们
is to try to have a fuller understanding
让我们有更丰富的了解。
And consider just for a few moments.
让我们花一点时间来思考。
One of the wonderful, wonderful blessings.
是这个何等奇妙的祝福。
Of being baptized by the Lord Jesus with the Holy Spirit.
能够领受主耶稣所给我们圣灵的洗。
Now, the Word of God uses the word baptize.
那神的话是说受洗、施洗。
Basically, the origin of this word.
那这个字的原本的意思。
Was used to describe an immersion.
是描写浸在水里。
Now, most of you can see I have a white shirt on.
你们可以看得出来我穿的白衬衣。
But in my necktie, there are little light blue colors.
但在我的领带有一点白
色。Now, let's suppose I wanted my shirt to match those little blue colors.
如果我要我的衣服跟我领带的颜色配合。
How are we going to do that?
那你要怎么办？
Now, I don't think people do this very often anymore.
我想现在的人已经很少做这个。
But when I was a child,
但当我年轻的时候
if you had a garment, some piece of clothing,
那如果你有一件衣服
and you wanted to change its color,
如果你要改变它的颜色的话
you could dye it the color you want it to be.
你就可以用颜色把它染了。
You know how you did this?
你知道怎么做吗？
You went to the store,
你到店里面去
and you bought the color of dye that you want, a liquid.
你买那个你要染色的那个颜色
and then you get a large container of water.
然后你再拿一大桶的水
and you pour the dye in the water,
你把那个染料倒进去
and you mix it up very good,
那你好好的把它
then you take the garment and put it in that container of water.
然后你再把你的衣服放到这桶里面
you have to immerse it all the way down.
然后你要把这个衣服全部的浸在水里面。
So where the color saturates the whole garment.
所以这个颜色可以满了你的衣服。
So if I want to get my shirt the same color as this blue on my tie.
如果我要我的衣服跟我的领带的蓝色一样的话。
Then I need to immerse it.
那我必须把它浸在水里。
My shirt needs to be identified with the color that's in on my necktie.
那我的衬衫呢必须要跟我领带的颜色要配起来。
Now, this is the basic meaning of the word baptize.
那这就是受洗的基本的意思。
It means to immerse in a liquid.
它的意思就是说你浸到一个液体里面。
Or to immerse in a certain product.
那就是浸到里面。
So we discover when we begin to read our New Testaments.
所以当我们在念新约的时候
，that very quickly this matter of baptism began to come to the surface.
那马上就会提到受洗的事。
John the Baptist was the one who introduced this matter of baptizing.
那施洗约翰是开始讲到
施洗教训。
所以我们根据圣经的教导。
It was true that the Jewish people baptized other people.
的确确，犹太人也会给别人施洗。
If you were a Gentile,
如果你是个外邦人
，That is, you were non-Jewish.
你不是犹太人
，And you wanted to embrace Judaism.
但你愿意接纳犹太教。
You had to be baptized.
你必须要被受洗。
And they baptized them by immersion.
然后是按浸礼来受洗。
So when John the Baptist begins his ministry,
所以当施洗约翰开始他的侍奉的时候
his ministry was identified with baptism.
他基本上的事工就是施洗。
As he said in these verses,
好像这些经文讲的
I baptize with water.
我是用水施洗。
But he who comes after me,
那在我以后来的
he will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
他会用圣灵施洗。
But you see, John,found himself in this ministry of baptizing people for the forgiveness of their sins.
所以约翰发现他施洗是要叫人的罪得赦免。
Now, we also go on to discover
那我们继续读会
看见 that it was John the Baptist
那施洗约翰
who actually baptized our Lord Jesus Christ.
给我们主耶稣施洗。
You can find it in Matthew chapter 3
你看到马太福音第三章
and Luke chapter 3
路加福音第三章。
For the sake of time, I'm just going to encourage you for you to go there and read it for yourself.
那为了时间的缘故，我鼓励你们自己去念。
But John was the one that God used to baptize the Son of God.
但施洗约翰是神所用来给神的儿子施洗的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Why did our Lord Jesus need to be baptized?
为什么主耶稣要被受洗呢
？Especially, why did he need to be baptized by John?
那为什么特别是他要被施洗
？John is very clear. He explains to us.
因为圣经里面解释
that he baptizes for the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord Jesus had no sin. Then why was he baptized by John? Well, one thing that I think was in the heart of our Lord Jesus
is
he wanted to identify with those who were being baptized. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
This is something our Lord Jesus has done for us.
When
he came and submitted to the work of John the Baptist and was baptized in water.
When
you go back and read Matthew and Luke,
you
discover when the Lord Jesus came up out of the water, after he had been baptized and came up out of the water, while he was praying, the Holy Spirit came down upon him in the form of a dove, and as John tells us here, it remained on him. This is the way John the Baptist knew that Jesus was the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. John witnessed with his own eyes
that
the Holy Spirit came upon the Lord Jesus, and he remained upon him. Why?
为什么?
Because in our Lord Jesus there was nothing to offend him. There was no sin in him. Nothing to grieve the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit could come and saturate his whole being. And therefore he could be totally under the control of the Holy Spirit. And when you get to Luke chapter 4, our Lord Jesus tells us, he's been anointed by the Lord. The Holy Spirit has come and empowered him to do this mighty work that needed to be done. So John the Baptist was the one who baptized our Lord Jesus. And then we discover that our Lord Jesus and the disciples of the Lord Jesus also engaged in baptizing. You can read about it there in John chapter 4.
你可以看到约翰福音第四章,
even though John explains to us it wasn't Jesus who was doing the baptizing, but the disciples were.
So
baptism was something that John did.
Baptism
was something that our Lord Jesus and the disciples did. And so we need to have some clarity in our hearts about what does baptism really represent. What does it mean to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? Well, I think we can get a fuller understanding by looking at some of the comments of Paul the Apostle. Let's look at verse 3. Who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人,
so you notice the word Paul uses here. Those of us who have been baptized into his death, baptized into Christ,
we've
been baptized into his death. Now, what is the point that Paul is making here in Romans chapter 6? That a death has to take place. How do we deal with our old Adamic nature? Now, you know, I love to ask questions. And one of the reasons I like to ask questions is, I hope some of you will give me an answer. But I also hope that it will stir you to think.
我也希望能够激动你们, 让你们思想。
Why do we have to be baptized in water?
为什么我们要受水的礼？
That is, in order to enter into the fullness that our Lord Jesus has accomplished for us.
因为这就是叫我们能够进入耶稣基督的丰富里面。
Why go through this experience of being put down under the water?
那为什么要经过被掉进到水里面这件事？然后又再出来。
What does this represent?
这到底代表什么？
What is the reality behind this?
这个后面的实际是什么？
Paul tells us here.
所以保罗这里告诉我们。
You have been baptized into Christ Jesus.
你受洗归入耶稣基督的。
You have been baptized into his death.
你就受洗归入他的死。
Now, I don't know what you thought about when you were being baptized in water.
那我不知道你受水洗礼的时候怎么想。
But my understanding of how God views it.
但我对神怎么样用的了解是这样的，那当然也是我们应当做的。
It was a funeral service for the old man.
那基本上是对旧人的一个葬礼。
The old Adamic nature that caused us to sin.
那个旧人，那个使我们犯罪的那个本性。
Now, brothers and sisters, please think with me.
那弟兄姐妹们，请你跟我一同来想一下。
When you think about who God is, maybe your understanding is not as big as it should be. But I have another question for you.
我还有一个问题。
Do you think for one second,
你这样子想，有没有想过？
That God is providing forgiveness for you,
神将赦免赐给你。
But he hasn't provided a way for you to stop sinning.
但是他没有给你一个方法叫你不再犯罪。
Let me ask it again.
让我再问一下。
Do you think that God has provided a wonderful way for you to know forgiveness of your sin?
所以神提供了一个奇妙的救法，让我们的罪得赦免。
But he hasn't provided a way for you to stop sinning.
但他没有给我们一个方法，让我们能够不再犯罪。
Now what am I talking about?
我讲的是什么意思？
I can ask any one of you here tonight.
我可以问你到这么多人。
I could ask myself.
我可以问我自己。
And Ernie, why did you keep on sinning after God forgave you?
Ernie, 你为什么神赦免你以后还一直犯罪？
Why?
为什么？
Well, let me turn a question to you.
现在我再来问你。
When you were forgiven, did that mean that was the end of all sin? You never sinned again?
当你罪得赦免以后，是不是表示你就从此不再犯罪？
Anybody here stop sinning just because God forgave you?
我们当中哪一位是神赦免以后就不再犯罪？
If you have, I want to have a secret conversation with you.
如果你真的是这样子的话，我们
I want to discover what it is that you have discovered.
我真的想知道一下你到底有些什么
东西。But hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
但哈利路亚弟兄姐妹。
Our merciful God.
我们有怜悯的神。
Has provided a way.
给了我们一条路。
For you and I to stop sinning.
叫我们能够不犯罪。
What is it?
是什么？
As much as many of you have been baptized into Christ Jesus,
如同你们已经受洗归入基督耶稣，
have been baptized in his death, into his death.
因为你们是受洗归入他的死。
You know, I've known the Lord now for 54 years.
你知道我认识主已经有54年的时间。
And my brothers and sisters,
我的弟兄姐妹们，
let me think of a way to say this.
让我想一下怎么讲。
God is not honored in the least bit if you and I continue to sin.
当我们继续犯罪的时候，神没有得着任何的荣耀。
Therefore, He has provided a wonderful way.
所以他提供了一个奇妙的方法。
You know the only way a sinner can stop sinning?
你知道一个罪人能够不再犯罪的秘诀？
You know the only way?
你知道这唯一的方法是？
He has to die.
他必须要死。
The only kind of sinners that don't sin are dead ones.
那唯一不再犯罪的罪人是那死罪人。
Now, if you go on to read the rest of Romans chapter 6,
如果你继续读罗马书第六章，
you will discover
你会发现
that God has provided a way.
那神提供了一个方式。
Oh, hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，哈利路亚。
When we were baptized into Christ.
当我们受洗的时候，我们是受洗归入耶稣基督。
And when Christ was crucified,
当基督钉十字架的时候，
What happened to the old sinner?
旧的罪人怎么样？
What happened to him?
发生什么事？
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
No,
不是的。
No hallelujahs.
没有 hallelujah.
Why?
为什么？
It's the only solution.
因为这是唯一的方法。
You tell me your solution.
你告诉我你的方法。
How did you stop sinning?
你怎么样停止犯罪？
Or have you stopped sinning?
或者你停止犯罪？
Do you see that God desires for us to stop sinning?
你想神是不是喜欢我们不再犯罪？
You can be sure if He expects it, He's provided a way.
那既然他喜爱我们不犯罪，他就提供我们一个方法。
His way was to put us in Christ.
So that
when Christ was crucified,
we
were crucified with him. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
但是如今我活着。
Yet not I.
不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面。
And the life that I now live in the flesh.
并且我如今在我的活着。
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
是因我信神的儿子而活。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他爱我，为我舍己。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Our Lord Jesus was crucified.
我们主耶稣钉十字架。
You were in him.
你也跟他在一起。
You were crucified with him.
你也被钉死了。
But hallelujah, he didn't stay in the grave.
但是他没有停在坟墓里面。
What happened?
然后呢?
He was resurrected.
他复活了。
And Paul tells us in Romans 6:11,
所以保罗在罗马书
六章十节讲, was raised from the dead.
那基督从死里复活。
Even though we are raised from the dead,
所以我们也从死里复活。
We should no longer walk in the power of the flesh.
所以我们不再顺从肉体的顺从肉体活。
It's what Paul says.
这是保罗所讲。
It's no longer I who live.
如今活着不再是我
Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我们里面活着
It's because of what God has done for us in his son.
因为神这是神在他儿子替我们所行的事
And so being baptized here helps us understand.
所以受洗让我们明白这件事
That there's something involved in this word, in this work of baptism.
在受洗的时候有件事发生
Brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful biblical word.
弟兄姐妹们这是美好的圣经的字眼
And we will be wonderfully benefited.
那我们也会从当中得奇妙的益处。
If we will allow the Holy Spirit,
如果我们能够让圣灵
to increase our understanding and clarity about what is involved,
所以我们能够越来越清楚地明白什么叫洗礼。
My time is getting past, so I have to move on a little bit. Okay.
我们时间到了，所以我必须快一点。
Basically,
这基本来说
，What is it that is happening?In this matter of being baptized.
当我们受洗的时候
You know, there's a couple of words that help me. I don't know they help you.
那到底发生什么事？有几个字帮助我。
But the two words are identification and incorporation.
有两个字特别帮助我，一个是认同，一个是归入。
For instance, when we are baptized into Christ.
所以当我们受洗归入基督的时候
What does that mean?
什么意思？
That we are identified with him.
我们与他
We are incorporated into him.
我们也进入他里面
And who he is available to us now.
所以他是什么样子的人也归给我们
We are in Christ.
我们在基督里面
And if any man be in Christ,
若有人在基督里
There is a new creation.
他就是新造的人
The old has passed away.
旧事已过
The new has come,
一切都更新了
and we are to be new creatures in Christ Jesus.
所以我们在基督里面新造的人是一个新造
simply because we've been identified with the Lord Jesus.
因为我们与基督相同
and we have been incorporated into him.
我们已经被接入他里面
So this helps us understand a little bit.
所以这可以帮助我们了解一下
This word baptized.
可以了解什么叫受洗
and our Lord Jesus.Even though John tells us he didn't do the baptizing in water.
虽然使徒约翰告诉我们说
his disciples, I think under his supervision, did the baptizing.
那耶稣自己本身没有施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
Brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
our blessed Lord Jesus is still a baptizer.
但我们那个蒙福的主仍然是施洗的人。
But it's one that somehow has escaped our understanding.
但很多时候好像我们忘掉了这件事。
I have to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be critical of my brothers and sisters.
我老实地跟你们讲，我在这里不是要批评。
But in my years of relating to God's people,
在我这么多年跟神的百姓里面交通当中
I can count on one hand,
我最多碰到一只手数得出来的。
The number of brothers and sisters,
就这么一只手能够数得出来的兄弟姐妹
with me about Jesus being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
能够跟我一起讲到说主耶稣是用圣灵施洗的。
Now what does this say to me?
那这对我讲的是什么
It says to me that there's a real need among us as the Lord's people.
那表示在神的百姓当中有个真的需要。
To be educated about this matter.
在关于这件事上需要多学习。
And I appeal to you, my dear brothers and sisters.
所以我在主里面祈求你们。
Our Lord Jesus can continue this work of baptizing in the Holy Spirit.
所以好像我们主耶稣能够继续的在这世上用圣灵施洗。
If somehow something has happened to us.
但是不知道怎么样，我们
有。We have heard something that has caused us to close our minds, our thinking.
好像我们的脑子里面关起来，我们想不清楚。
And we haven't been open, and we haven't explored this whole matter.
好像我们的心没有打开，我们没有去追寻。
You see, our Lord never forces anything on us.
我们要了解主耶稣不会将什么东西强加我们身上。
It's something we have to choose.
是我们的要选择的。
We have to choose to let Him love us.
你必须要选择让他来爱你。
In the same way, we have to choose to let Him manifest His being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
同样的道理，我们必须要选择让他在我们身上能够显明他是有圣灵施洗的。
So I think it's wonderful.
所以我觉得这非常好。
That our Lord Jesus,
所以我们的主耶稣
has been clearly identified by John,
在约翰清楚地讲到
as the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
是他是那用圣灵施洗的。
Now what qualifies our Lord Jesus for this work?
那到底主耶稣有什么样的资格可以做呢？
Well, first of all, he came, he was born uniquely into the human race.
那第一是他来到这个世上，生在这个世上。
He grew up like any other baby, young man. He grew up.
他的成长好像所有人一样，从小孩子，从年轻人，他长大了。
And when he was 30 years old,
等到他30岁的时候，
he came to John to be baptized.
他到了施洗约翰这里来领洗。
And what happened was the Holy Spirit came down upon him.
然后圣灵降到他身上
But he came upon him in a very unique way.
但圣灵的降临是非常独特的
He came upon him and remained there.
他降到他身上他留在他身上
This is the beginning of our Lord Jesus being qualified to be the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们主耶稣能够有资格用圣灵施洗的开始
Because it seems to me the record of God's word tells us
因为从我的角度来看神的话告诉我们
that the Holy Spirit came upon him
所以圣灵降到他身上
and remained upon him,
然后住在他身上
and this has never happened in any other place in the record of God's word.
在圣经里面没有讲到任何别的地方像这样
So he is uniquely qualified
所以只有他有这资格
to fulfill this responsibility
能够成全这样子的责任
the baptizer in the Holy Spirit
能够用圣灵来施洗
On our way here today, our brother Jonathan Lee and myself were having some fellowship.
那今天我们来开车来到这里的路上
And he began to share with me some things that the Lord had making real to him.
那我们的弟兄 Jonathan 跟我分享一些神在他身上的工作
And he began to share about Psalm 133.
那我们分享到诗篇133
How good and how pleasant it is.
那何等的善何等的
For brethren to dwell in unity.
所以弟兄和睦同居是何等善何等
的 And then the psalmist goes on and talks about it's like the ointment that was poured out on Aaron's head ran down to his beard and all the way down to the hem of his
body. 那这个是继续讲到好像贵重的膏油浇到亚伦的头上流到他的胡须流到他的颈项
Now dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
This is what happened to our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣的
When he was baptized there at the point when he was baptized in water when the Holy Spirit came upon him,
当他受了水洗圣灵降临的时候
he came down upon him
他降到他降临他身上
as he continued to live out his life
所以继续的从他身上显明
then the Holy Spirit was able to manifest himself in a fuller way
所以圣灵就能够更丰满的彰显
but it was when the Lord Jesus sat down at his Father's right hand
但是一直要等到我们的主耶稣坐在他父的右边
that he began to function as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
那他才真正的开始用圣灵来施洗
Now it's true when you read John chapter 20.
如果我们读约翰福音第二章
When the Lord Jesus was gathered with his disciples.
当他跟他的门徒聚集的时候
After his resurrection.
他已经复活了
He gathered with them in this room.
他在这个房间里面与他们聚集
And he breathed upon them.And said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
那对他们说，你们受圣灵。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we read carefully God's word,
弟兄姐妹们，我们如果仔细的读神的话
，If while breathing upon them was all that was necessary,
如果神向耶稣向他们吹一口气就是要做的事
，Then what about what happened in Acts chapter 2?
那使徒行传第二章又怎么回事呢
？The Lord Jesus prepared his disciples.
那主耶稣在预备他的门徒。
You read in Acts chapter 1.
为预备他们
He tells them very clearly.
他们一开始讲
Not many days from now.
不多时以后
You are going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
你们要受圣灵的洗
He said, I told you this before.
我以先前告诉你们
And I'm just reminding you.
我现在在告诉你们
And this is after John chapter 20.
这是在约翰福音二十章以后的事
Now, if he had given his disciples all that he wanted them to have,
如果他已经给了他的门徒所有他要给的东西
there would be no need for them to experience the experience of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
那他们就再也不用在五旬节的时候，在使徒行传第二章在领受五旬节的经历。
You know, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道
our Lord Jesus is also identified as the Christ.
我们的主耶稣也被称作基督。
If we read the scriptures,
我们读圣经
sometimes he's called Jesus Christ.
有时候他被称作耶稣基督。
And maybe a better way to translate is Jesus the Christ.
也许更好的讲法是耶稣就是基督。
Christ Jesus.
或者说基督耶稣。
Just the Christ.
或者简单的说基督。
Anybody here discovered what the word Christ means?
我们当中是不是都知道基督是什么意思?
You see, we use the word over and over again, but sometimes we never stop to think, what does this word mean?
你知道这个字我们一直在用啊，但有时候我们忘了这个字什么意思。
It's the same word we get Messiah from in the Old Testament.
这就是
Mashiach.
旧约里面讲的弥赛亚。
But here, the word in Greek is Christos.
但在这里，在希腊文里面是 Christos,
you know what it means?
你知道什么意思吗
The anointed one
是受膏者的意思
What was he anointed with?
用什么东西来受膏
Who was he anointed with?
那是谁来受膏呢
He is the anointed one
他是那位
受膏者 The Holy Spirit came down upon and remained upon him
因为圣灵降到他身上并住在他身上
And then when our Lord Jesus ascends back to his Father
但是当我们主耶稣基督升天回到父神的
右边的时候，
坐到高天至上的右边的时候，他
的 in the universe.
他在全宇宙升到至高。
He's been made King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他已经是万王之王，万物主。
Go read again read about it again in Revelation chapter 5.
如果你再读一下启示录第五章
，This is when our Lord Jesus, heaven is celebrating.
连全天
the Son who left heaven and now has come back, they're celebrating.
那离天降世的人又回到了天堂。
And what position does our Lord Jesus have?
那我们主耶稣得到的职位是什么
He's seated on the right hand of majesty.
他坐在高天至大者的右边。
And if you read carefully the letter to the Hebrews,
你再读一下仔细读希伯来书
you will discover that he is identified by the writer of Hebrews.
他在希伯来书的作者这样子讲他
，as the apostle，
他是做使徒
，and the high priest，
做为使者为大祭司的
，of our confession，
那是我们所承认为使徒的为。
Now, remember that Psalm 133，
我们刚才讲的诗篇
，who was Aaron？
136篇
，who was Aaron？
那个亚伦
，he was the high priest，
亚伦是大祭司
，and that anointing came upon him。
那膏油流到他身上
，all the way down to his beard and all the way down to his
feet， 直流到他的衣襟。
Brothers and sisters, this helps me understand.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这帮助我来了解。
What it means for the Lord Jesus to be the baptizer in the Holy Spirit?
什么叫做主耶稣是用圣灵施洗
？He can't give something he doesn't have.
他不能够给你他没有东西。
He can't impart something to you that he doesn't have.
他没有办法用他没有的东西交换。
But he has received the Holy Spirit without measure.
他领受圣灵没有限量。
He's the only human being.
他是唯一的一个人。
Who has ever experienced the Holy Spirit without measure.
是唯一能够领受圣灵没有限量的人。
The Holy Spirit could be poured out upon him. There was no hindrance.
所以圣灵临到他身上是没有限制。
Nothing prevents the Holy Spirit from invading his life.
没有什么东西能够拦住圣灵。
And hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
所以哈利路亚弟兄姐妹们
Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
有了圣灵的膏抹
His ministry was a ministry the world has never seen before.
所以他的侍奉真是这世上没有见过的侍奉
And he finished his work.
他也成就了他的工
He went to that cross.
他经过了十架
He was crucified.
他受死
He was buried.
他埋葬
Hallelujah, he was raised.
哈利路亚
Then he ascended to the Father.
他登到父神的右边
Some of us think at that point the Lord Jesus went on a vacation.
那我们有的人想也许主耶稣开始度假
It's not true, my brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹们不是这样
For the last 2,000 years,
那过去两千年来
he has been actively, busily engaged.
他仍然是活泼的
in fulfilling his ministry as our great high priest.
是成就了 在地上成就他大祭司的职分所以同样的膏抹在他身上所以这个膏抹就临到我们身上
Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
所以哈利路亚弟兄姐妹
It's available to every one of God's dear children.
所以神的儿女都有这个权柄
We are depriving God of what he wants us to have.
我们能够得到神要我们得到的
If we have a negative attitude,
如果我们的态度是负面的
about this matter of being baptized with the Holy Spirit,
如果我们不明白什么叫做
I want to make the strongest appeal to you.
我要强烈的跟你们讲
before you go to bed tonight,
今天晚上睡觉以前
spend a few moments in the Lord's presence,
花几分钟在你面前
and ask him to search your thinking,
叫神来查验你的心思查验你的心意
and to find out if there's anything negative at all inside of you. somehow interfere or prevent the Holy Spirit from invading your life. You know, there's been a lot of foolish, unwise things that have been done. And it's been attributed to the work of the Holy Spirit. I remember I used to go to visit my grandmother. And right down the street from my grandmother's house was a Pentecostal church. And the music was always loud. Although I never went inside the building. Some of my relatives who lived there, you know, they had these stories they would tell about what went on in that Pentecostal church. They said people would roll on the floors. That's why they were called holy rollers. Because they roll on the floor. They do all kinds of... Some people say they swing from the chandeliers. I don't know if that's true.
There's
a lot of foolish things that have been done. My dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you. Don't let what you have heard interfere with your experiencing the reality of our Lord Jesus being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Now I've got 15 minutes.
我还有15分钟.
What do you think are the blessings of being baptized with the Holy Spirit?
那你想想看,受了圣灵的启蒙的怎么样子的福啊?
Could I say to you tonight,
我今天可不可以这样讲?
We could spend until midnight
我们要讲的话一直讲到中午夜,
just trying to look at different places in the Scriptures
就是看圣经里面不同地方所讲的,
that could help us understand
那可以让我们了解,
the blessings that are ours because of Pentecost.
那因为五旬节所临下的祝福,
now, tomorrow night, the Lord willing, we'll fellowship a little bit more about this. But let's tonight, let's consider who the Holy Spirit is.
但今天让我们稍微来思想一下,到底圣灵是谁?
Who it is that we're being baptized with?
到底这个我们所受的这个圣灵的喜乐,圣灵是谁?
This is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
Well,
let me just give you 12 examples tonight.
We've
got 15 minutes, okay? I
want
to give you 12 examples of what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That is, what is the potential of what can happen inside of us and happen to us? Like, for instance, in Ephesians chapter 1.
譬如说以弗所书第一章,
you know, Paul begins this letter to the Ephesians
这保罗在以弗所书一开始的时候,
with worship.
他从敬拜开始,
blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神,
now, that's not a doctrinal statement.
那这不是一个什么教义,
that's worship.
这是敬拜,
blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神,
who has blessed us. Who has blessed us?
他在基督里是给我们这样各样的祝福。With
what?
With what did he bless
us? With every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他赐给我们各样在天上在基督里面所给我们属灵的福气。
Have you ever stopped to think about that?
你有没有稍微停下来想一下?
Better yet, I want to ask you another question.
我这样好了,我再问你们一个问题。
How much of these blessings are you experiencing for yourself?
你自己到底经历了多少这样的祝福?
Are they reality you day in and day out?
是不是你每天进进出出都经历?
Well, I'm here to say tonight
我今天要跟你们讲,
that I believe that the Holy Spirit
我相信圣灵
is the one who brings these blessings to us.
是能够使这些祝福在我们身上实现。
No question.
没有问题。
We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing
我们已经领受了各样天上的福气。
In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
在基督里面赐给我们的。
But how do those blessings get from the throne down to us who are living here on this globe?
那这些属灵的祝福怎么样从天上的宝座降到我们地上的人呢?
How do we get them?
我们怎么样领受呢?
To the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要到圣灵的工作里面来领受。
So let's just look at some ways that we find the Holy Spirit identified in the Word of God.
那我们看一下圣经里面怎么样来描写这位圣灵。
Beginning back in the Old Testament,
从旧约开始,
in the first chapter in the whole Bible,
在圣经的第一卷书的第一章,
in Genesis 2, verse 2,
我们讲第一卷书里面第二章，创世纪第二章第二节。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the darkness.
他就这么讲，神的灵运行在水面上。
So you know what we discover?
所以你知道吗？
In the very beginning,
就在圣经的第一页。
When God is bringing this chaotic situation into some order,
那一开始的时候，神将秩序带入这个世界。
It's the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵带入的。
Who was there in the very beginning?
圣灵在起初。
And then when you go all the way to the end,
然后他会一直直到永远。
You go to Revelation 22.
你带到启示录第二十二章。
And you discover the Holy Spirit is there.
我们看到圣灵还在那。
The Spirit and the Bride say what?
圣灵与新妇一同说什么？
What do they say in harmony?
他们怎么同声的说？
Come Lord Jesus.
主愿你来。
So you see him there in the very beginning.
所以你看一开始。
And you see him there in the end.
然后你在最后时也看到圣灵。
Oh brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
We need to let the Our hearts be enlarged.
我们需要心能够扩张。
We need to be very careful.
我们必须要注意。
About our attitude about the Holy Spirit.
我们对圣灵的态度是什么？
We don't need to do anything to grieve Him.
我们不要使圣灵忧伤。
Or to quench Him.
我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Or to hinder Him from working in our lives.
不要使他在我们身上不能工作。
So back there in the beginning, the Spirit of God.
所以在起初的时候，就神的灵。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
He is God.
他是神。
He is God.
他是神。
He's not an it.
他不是他。
He's not just a force.
他不是一个力量。
Not just some power.
他不是一个能力。
He is God.
他是神。
Equal with the Father and the Son.
他与父与子同等。
And therefore he deserves in our understanding and in our thinking a high, high place.
所以他在我们的思想在我们的观念里面要提高。
Equal with the Father and the Son.
因为他与父与子同等。
Now I've tried to listen to the conversations I've heard among us as God's people.
那有时候我想听着神的百姓们的交通。
And what I think I've discovered is,
那我发现是这样子的。
That we talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们讲到圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We put the Father on top.
圣父在上面。
Then we come down one step.
然后我们下了一阶。
And we put God the Son there.
然后圣子在这里。
And then we go down one more step.
然后我们再下一阶。
And then we put the Holy Spirit.
那我们放圣灵在这里。
Now, if we continue to think this way,
如果我们一直这样想的话，
we will come to a false conclusion.
那我们就会得到一个错误结论。
That somehow, the Holy Spirit is not as much God as the Son is.
那我们就会觉得好像圣灵不像 神子那么样子的神。
And the Spirit and the Son are not as much God as God is.
那圣灵跟圣子呢，又不像圣父一样的像神。
That's a big error, big mistake.
那这是一个极大的错误。
Because it's not true.
因为它不是真实的。
So I want to encourage us tonight.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姐妹。
Rather than thinking this way,
不要这样子想。
We think this way.
你要这样想。
God the Father,
圣父。
God the Son,
圣子。
And God the Holy Spirit,
圣灵。
That way we see them as all equally God.
这样子我们就看他们同为神。
Brothers and sisters, think with me.
弟兄姐妹们,
there is only one way that you and I can experience God while we're here on this planet.
我们只有在地上只有一个方法叫我们能够
经历神。 Only one way.
只有一个方法。
Not many ways.
不是有很多方法。
It is true that our Lord Jesus said,
因为主耶稣讲了,
that He was the way.
他是道路。
But how does He become the way to us now that He's seated there at the Father's right hand?
但是他这条路，他既然坐在父神的右边，怎么样成为我们的路呢？
Through the one that was sent by the Father and the Son，
是借着那从圣父圣子差来的那一位，
the Holy Spirit，
圣灵。
It's the only way，
是唯一的路。
You can't experience any of heaven's blessings，
你不能够领受各样天上的福气。
You cannot experience the riches that are ours in Christ，
你不能够领受各样的基督里面的丰富。
We cannot know the love of God in fullness，
你不能够更丰满的了解神的爱。
If we don't learn to respond properly to the Holy Spirit and His working，
除非我们能够对神圣灵的工作有一个正确的回应。
So He is the Spirit of God，
所以他是神的灵。
He is the Spirit of the Lord， it's another way in the Old Testament we find Him identified。
旧约里面另外一个讲法是他耶和华的灵。
But we come over into the New Testament，
等到你新约的时候，
we find in Romans chapter 8，
我们看罗马书第八章
that he's referred to as the spirit of Christ. This is Romans 8:9 if you want to write it down. We can't go to all
你可以记下来罗马书八章九节讲到他基督的灵
but in Romans 8:9
罗马书八章九节
Paul identifies the Holy Spirit as the spirit of Christ.
保罗看到了圣灵说圣灵是基督的灵
and then in Acts chapter 16
使徒行传
Paul is trying to get some clarity about where the Lord wants them to go.
所以保罗想知道主要带领他到哪里去
Paul wants to go to Bithynia.
保罗想去 Bithynia,
and what happens?
然后呢
the Holy the Spirit of Jesus prevented them from going.
因为耶稣的灵不许
The Spirit of who?
谁的灵
The Spirit of Jesus.
耶稣的灵
So when we experience the Holy Spirit,
所以当我们经历圣灵的时候
this is how we experience Jesus.
我们就经历了耶稣
This is how we experience Christ.
这是我们经历基督
So he's the spirit of Christ, he's the spirit of Jesus.
所以他是基督的灵，他是耶稣的灵。
He is the Holy Spirit.
他是圣灵。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
I hope you'll be patient with me.
我希望你们能够有耐心。
I have another question for you.
我还有一个问题。
How many of you want to be holy?
你们当中有多少人希望圣洁？
God wants you to be holy.
神要你们圣洁。
Both old covenant and new covenant.
无论新约，无论旧约。
We are told, be ye holy.
神告诉我们。
For I am holy.
神告诉我们说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
God who is speaking.
因为这是神所说的。
Do you know that God wants all of us to be a holy people?
所以你知道神要我们当所有人都成为圣洁吗？
Who can make us holy?
那谁能够使我们成为圣洁？
Who can make you holy?
谁能够让你成为圣洁？
Can you become more holy by going to more meetings?
你能够参加更多的聚会就更圣洁吗？
Well, maybe. It depends on what happens in the meeting.
那当然跟在这个聚会里面发生什么事有关系。
But it all has to be the working of the Holy Spirit.
但都必须是圣灵的工作。
So he is the Holy Spirit.
And then 他是圣灵。
One that blesses my heart.
但有一个特别带给我心里面祝福的。
In John 14, 15 and 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节
Our Lord Jesus said just a few hours before he's going to be crucified.
那主耶稣在被钉十字架前的几个小时
You remember starting in chapter 12 of John and 13 and then on through 16.
你知道从第十二章开始然后十三章一直讲到十六章
This is a matter of the few hours our Lord Jesus has with these 12 men.
那这个时候主耶稣花与他十二个使徒花了几个小时时间
he begins very gently
他很温柔地讲
to inform them that he's going to be leaving.
基本上告诉他们说他马上就要离开了。
I don't think they believed for one moment.
我想他
I don't think they thought they were hearing clearly.
我想他们不明白。我想他们可能以为听错。
But he told them as many times as necessary.
其实他已经告诉他们好多次。
So that they would, it would begin to register inside of them.
所以应该心里面应该知道了。
He was going to be gone.
他要离开了。
And what does it say?
那怎么讲呢?
And sorrow has filled your heart.
他说我离去的时候你们心里不要忧伤
and beginning in John 14
从十四章开始讲
Our Lord Jesus is speaking to Peter
然后耶稣对彼得说
and normally these verses are read at a funeral
那这里面的经文常常在丧礼的时候念
I want to say to us tonight these words were not spoken at a funeral
那我要讲说这些其实不是丧礼的经文
Now I'm not saying they're not to be read at a funeral
Sometimes
we misunderstand if we think of it in terms of a funeral.
但你如果把这些都是当作葬礼的
Let not your heart be troubled.
你不要忧愁
You believe in God, believe in me.
你们信神也当
信 In my Father's house are many dwelling places.
在我父那里有许多
如果 not so, I would have told you.
如果不是这样子，我就早就告诉你
But I go to prepare a place for you.
我去乃是要为你们预备地方
That where I am,
我在哪里
You may be also.
你们也在哪里
No hallelujahs.
没有 hallelujah.
I'm going to... No, I'm nothing. But when our Lord Jesus is speaking to these disciples about his leaving,
当我们主耶稣对这些门徒讲他要离开的时候
in John 14:60,
在14章的16节
our Lord Jesus said,
我们主耶稣这样讲
I will ask the Father,
我求父
and he will send you Elon Paracleton.
他就会赐下另一位保惠师
Elon Paracleto.
另一位保惠师
That's Portuguese? I mean, that's Chinese?
Yes.
Okay. You know what this word Elon Paracleto is?
你知道这个字什么意思？
It's the name the Lord Jesus gave to the Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣给圣灵的名字。
Now, you know God has been given the name Father.
你知道神叫做圣父。
The Son of God has been given the name Jesus.
神的子的名字叫耶稣。
And now we have the name for the Holy Spirit.
现在你有圣灵的名字。
And his name is Elon Paracleto.
他的名字就叫保惠师。
Another helper.
另一位帮助的。
Now in the original language, in the Greek,
在希腊文里面
the word is Elon Paracleto,
就是这个字。
But brothers and sisters, if you try in reading the different translations,
但如果看不同的翻译的话
of John 14:16,
这是十四章约翰福音十四章十六节各样翻译的话
they are having great difficulty finding the right word to explain this word.
你会发现每个翻译都不大一样，因为他们很难翻译出来。
The comforter.
有的翻译说劝慰师
They have many different words.
有各式各样的翻译
But my translation, I think we find a very good word.
但在我的翻译里面我觉得有个翻得很好
A helper.
帮助者
One who's called alongside.
他是在你的旁边
Be with you.
与你同在
In every situation.
在各样的事上与你同在
He's not going to abandon you.
他不会放弃你
Jesus, Our Lord Jesus said he will be with you forever.
主耶稣说他会必与你同在
the way it was with me.I came, I spent some time with you, but I'm going.
那不像我一样，我来这里花一点时间，然后我就离开了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes, He will be with you forever.
在圣灵来的时候，他与我们永远同在。
And every in any situation.
不论是怎么样子的光景。
And He is Elon Paracleton.
那他是另一位的宝贵。
Now what our Lord Jesus was saying is this.
我们的主耶稣讲的是这个。
He is going to be another me.
他就是另一个我。
Elon is the word to describe another of the same kind.
Elon 的意思就是说同样的另一位
The Greek word for other of another kind is heteros
那希腊文里面有另外一个字讲到另一位但不一样的
Heteros
叫做 heteros
But here the word is Elon
在这里所用的字是 Elon
Another of the exact same kind
另一个一样的东西
Now if I say to my brother
如果我对我
I like your shirt
我喜欢他的衬衫
I want one just like it.
我要跟一样，跟着穿的一模一样的。
Not one that looks like it.
不是看起来一样。
But I want one just like it.
就是一模一样的。
I want it the same color.
要分一样的颜色。
I want the same number of buttons.
一样的。
I want it to be the right size.
一样的大小。
This is what the word Elon means.
这就是 Elon 的意思。
Another of the same kind.
一个一模一样的另一位。
Brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
The Holy Spirit has been sent.
圣灵被差派。
To be Jesus to us.
使他成为我们的耶稣。
To be Christ to us.
成为我们的基督。
He's another Christ. He's another Jesus.
他是另一个耶稣，另一个基督。
So we need to let our minds be adjusted.
所以我们的心意要更变。
He is the Spirit of truth.
他是真理的灵。
He is the Spirit of life.
他是生命的灵。
He is the Spirit of grace.
他是恩典的灵。
He is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他智慧与启示的灵。
He is the Spirit of love.
他将神的爱浇灌的灵。
He is the Spirit of power.
他是有能力的灵。
Do we really believe?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们相信吗
？That we have all we need in Christ.
我们在基督里面得了这么多的东西。
Do we really believe this?
我们真的相信吗
？Or is it just a teaching that we enjoy hearing?
还只是一个教导，我们在这里讲的。
Do we really believe it?
我们是真的相信吗
？How does it get from Him to us?
那怎么样从他那里领导我们
？How does all this fullness of wisdom and knowledge that is located in our Lord Jesus? How do we experience it here?
基督里面各样丰盛的智慧是怎么样领导我们
？Only one way.
只有一个办法。
Through Elon Paracleto.
借着圣灵保惠师。
I want to encourage you, especially you young brothers and sisters.
我要鼓励你们，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Remember this word. If I see you walking on the campus,
如果我看到你们在教堂里面走的时候
，What is his name?
我就要问你名字是什么？他名字
Elon Paracleto. He's another one sent by the Father and the Son, just like His Son.
他是那一位圣父圣子所差派，就如同他圣子。
To bring all the risen Christ to your experience.
好叫在基督里面各样的丰富能够成为你的经验。
Tell me why? Why in the world would we have a negative attitude about Him?
所以告诉我们为什么我们对圣灵有这样负面的看法？
Why are we suspicious of Him sometimes?
为什么我们对圣灵有
这样？ Some of us are actually afraid of Him.
甚至有的人怕害怕圣灵。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Our Lord Jesus, Hallelujah, is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
而我们的主耶稣基督，哈利路亚，他是用圣灵施洗的。
And we need to say Amen, Lord.
我们需要说阿门。
I don't know all that it means.
我不一定完全的了解。我不完全了解什么叫做。
But I want to be on the receiving end of it.
但是我愿意接受。
You know, God is a mystery.
你知道神是奥秘。
And this includes the fact that the Holy Spirit is a mystery.
所以圣灵有我们不明白的地方。
Our Lord Jesus said He's like the wind.
主耶稣说圣灵像风。
You don't know where it comes from.
风从哪里来？
you can see the
从哪里去？你不知道。
But you don't know where it goes.
那你看得到结果，不知道去哪里？谁能够了解呢？
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们，
this should not hinder us from experiencing
it. 这个不能够使我们不经历它。
And I want to say to you, as my dear brother and sister,
所以我要对我亲爱的弟兄姐妹说，
from the youngest of you to the oldest of you,
从我们当中最年幼的到最老的，
this is a gift from the Father and the Son.
这是从圣父圣子而来的礼物。
It is absolutely necessary for you to enter into the Christian life.
是叫我们能够过基督徒生活绝对必要的东西。
The way God has designed it.
这是神所定规的方式。
So what is my encouragement to you?
所以我对你们勉励是什么？
Before you go to bed tonight.
今天在睡觉。
Oh, it may cost you a few minutes, maybe even an hour or so.
只需要你花几分钟的时间，也许一个小时。
Get before the Lord.
能够在主的面前。
And get clear with Him.
然后像
Lord Jesus, I want to know you.
跟主耶稣讲，主，我要认识你。
As the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
我要认识你，你是用圣灵施洗的那位。
So begin to help me know what I need to do.
帮助我，让我了解我当做什么。
Begin to prepare my heart.
预备我的心。
Because He's not going to force it on you.
因为你要知道，他不会加到你身上。
You know when the Lord Jesus there in John 7 stood on that day.
你知道在约翰福音第七章。
And it says, and He cried out.
主耶稣在那里讲。
Is any man thirsty?
凡口渴的人
if he's thirsty, let him come and drink.
都可以到这里来喝。
He who believes in me,
凡信我的
as the scripture says,
如经上所说
out of his innermost being,
从他的腹中
will flow rivers of living water.
要流出永远的江水。
Do you have a desire for this?
你有这样子的渴望吗？
Is this something that you really believe that the Lord wants for you?
这是你真的相信主耶稣要给你的吗？
Who else promises to you?
谁能够这样子的应许？
If they make the promise, they'll never be able to keep.
这一位答应了就能够实现。
Oh, but brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
there is one seated at the Father's right hand.
那位坐在父神的右边的，
who has made this promise.
他已经做了这样的应许。
And you can be sure he will keep his promise.
所以你就知道他必然成就他的应许。
But it's not something that you just enter into lightly.
但这不是你能够随随便便进去的。
You need to be mean business.
你必须认真。
We're not playing games.
我们在这里不是玩游戏。
We're talking about very important issues.
我们讲的是非常重要的事。
So cry out to him.
所以向他呼求
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣。
I want to know you.
我愿意认识你。
For who you are.
要认识你，如同你自己一样。
And your word tells me.
你的圣经告诉我。
You are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
你是用圣灵施洗的。
Please help me understand what that.
帮助我，让我了解。
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, tonight our heart rejoices.
主耶稣，我们的心在你面前欢喜。
In all the wonderful ways the Scriptures identify you.
因为在圣经里有这么多奇妙的教导。
But we feel like we've been robbed in some way.
但在某些方面，我们实在有缺少。
Because we haven't been fully educated.
因为我们还没有完全的得到学习。
About this matter of you being the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
那特别是关于你是那用圣灵施洗的。
Lord Jesus, you stood.
主啊，你站在。
And you cried out.
你站在我们的面前，你替我呼求。
To those who are thirsty.
你呼求说，凡口渴的。
Oh, blessed Lord Jesus.
哦，那蒙福的主啊。
Please tonight.
今夜求你帮助。
Hear our cry.
听我们的呼求。
If there's a real thirst inside of us.
如果我们心里面有真有这样子的渴慕。
We know you will not turn us away.
我们知道你不会将我们拒绝。
Help us to know what we need to do to believe in you.
让我们知道我们当如何的来接纳你
，so that these rivers can begin to flow out of our lives，
好叫这些活水的江河能够在我们生命里面显明。
We want to say tonight, blessed Lord Jesus。
所以今夜我主啊，我们
要说 ，Hallelujah,
Hallelujah。
You are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit。
你现在用圣灵施洗。
And we want to know you。
我们愿意认识你。我们愿意按着这样子来认识你。
In your name，
靠你的名。
Amen，
Amen。